Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
So do you think you have what it takes to survive the storms of life? Like, do you think you have the roots in your life that go down deep enough so that when the next storm of life comes around, you can survive that storm and thrive in the next phase of life? I hope that you think you do have some roots like that, but I also want you to know that God is praying for you that you would have those roots in your life, because God wants you to be able to make it through the storms of life and be able to survive and thrive in whatever comes next. Now, the fact that this is what God prays for us should be of no surprise to us on the one hand, but what might be helpful to us is that God actually shows us and teaches us a little bit about what we can do to make sure that we have those roots in our lives, and also that we can hear this hope that this is God's prayer for us, that this is God's hope for us about our lives. Now, the reason that we know that this is what God wants for us and that this is how that God prays for us is that it's in one of the places of Scripture that is a book of prayer. Now, one of the bigger books of the Scriptures is the book of Psalms. Now, the book of Psalms is filled with these literature and these poems and these aphorisms and these words of wisdom that are really considered to be prayers for us, prayers that we can use. It's also a book of music, because a lot of them have a musical theme or a musical tone, or we know that they were sung about. And these psalms can help us understand how God is praying for us. Because when we look at them, we can see there's a glimpse of how God wants us to live. And if it's how God wants us to live, then that's how God is praying for us. So this week and next week, we're going to take a look at two psalms that can help us understand what God wants for us. And like you might expect, or might be appreciative of, we're going to start with Psalm 1, the very beginning. Now, the prayer that we find in Psalm 1 is that God hopes and prays that we can be like a tree planted by the living water, by waters or a stream, and that because we're planted in this way, that we can then produce fruit in our lives in season, and that the leaves of our lives won't wither and fall off. Now, that's the image, a metaphor about the kind of life that God wants for us. But in Psalm 1, we get a glimpse also of the prayer that God has for us and how we're going to accomplish that. Now, God says there in Psalm 1 and speaks to us through Psalm 1 about this instance where God wants us to be happy. God wants us to be blessed. And what God points out through Psalm 1 is that the way that we do this is to make sure that we are living the kind of lives that God wants for us. Now, we have to remember that it's not, again, the sense that if we act this way, God is going to bless us through direct action or divine intervention, but rather God can show us what kind of life God wants for us. Now, in this particular psalm, there's a contrast that we got to look at. And the reality is here that God shows us how we can live if we don't want to have blessings in our lives. If we want to struggle, or if we have a lack of roots in our lives, this is how. Now, the psalmist, the writer here, talks about the fact that one of the problems we have is that if we follow the advice of the wicked, we follow paths of the trouble, and if we sit with people who are mocking people, then those are the ways in which our lives will be shallow and will not have the roots that we need when the storms come of life. I mean, think about that. If you follow the advice of wicked people, then you are going to have a shallow life. If you sit around with people who mock one another, even if you don't mock other people, but you're taking that in, that's going to lead to a shallow existence in your life. Or if you follow the path of sin, as it says, or the path of trouble, if you know that you go a certain way, and then you go that way, and it causes you consternation, it causes you trouble, well, then that is going to leave you shallow roots. But think about the opposite of those things. Think about what would happen is if you took advice from wise people. The roots in your life are going to go deeper. Or if you were to spend time with people who build people up as opposed to tearing them down by mocking them, that's going to build you up too. They'll build you up. They'll build other people up. And you can't help but then do that for others if you are seeing that around you. And then, of course, what about the fact that if we just avoid the things that we know are going to be bad for us, or taking repeated steps in a direction that is going to leave us wanting for what we want in our lives for real, well, that's going to be a way that we can go the wrong direction. Or what if we follow paths that people have gone before us in where it has been good for them? When we learn from the teachers, when we learn from the coaches, when we learn from our parents or our mentors that have had the ability to go ahead of us and we follow those pathways, that's not going to lead to trouble. It's going to lead to blessings. So you can see why when we hear that prayer in the Psalms, that we can understand that as a prayer that God has for us, but also that it gives us a glimpse of how to live that out. Because when we do all those things, we will have deep roots in our lives that can help us withstand the storms of life. I don't know if you have seen this, but I know I have, that there are times where there's been a real storm, a rainstorm or a thunderstorm or a windstorm, and then there are trees that are blown over with the wind and they show up on the side of the road. In our neighborhood where I live, sometimes we see willow trees that have been knocked over in this way. And the reason is that willow trees are known for having shallow roots. And they're also often planted near water. And if you have shallow roots and the storms come, you're going to get knocked over. And you're going to not be able to be upright for the next time around. But instead, if you're a tree that has the roots in your life that go deep, you can withstand the struggles of life. You can withstand the droughts that come. And you can continue to produce fruit in season when you're supposed to, and the leaves won't fall. Now, to remember the context of this kind of place that we're talking about, this would have been in the lush Mediterranean world. I think we should assume that they're talking about fruit trees that are supposed to produce fruit on an ongoing basis. And think about this. That's the prayer God has for you. God's saying a little prayer for you so that you can develop the roots you need in your life. And God is praying for that for you. And God is giving you and me and all of us a glimpse of how to do that. So if we want to have the roots that are deep in our lives, we want to avoid those things that God doesn't want for us. God doesn't want us to sit with people who are wicked. God doesn't want us to mock people in our lives. And God wants us to avoid the paths that are going to lead to trouble. And when we do that, when we do the positive of those things, when we sit with people who build one another up, and if we avoid and go down the pathway that will lead to life, then we'll have the blessed and the happy life that God wants for us. So when we think about how we're going to survive and how we're going to make it through, let's develop those deep roots in our lives so that we can make it through and be the kind of people, you know, as the metaphor says, be the kind of trees that survive and have good things around us.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.